come on, hallelujah. Come on, lift your voices unto Yah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To the Yah, for the excellence, this mighty power, for it is in that precious name of Yahshua, we do take great delights. For we do know, Almighty Yah, that this time that we are in, if we are to come through the perils of this dark hour, it must be by the direction of Yahshua HaMashiach. Must be by the power and the revelation of your Emats. Fill us all with your Ruach HaKadosh. And cause the mind to Ahava to love you above all things. We are glad to be saved. We are glad to be free today. We total you with great Ahava, great love. In the precious name of Yahshua the Lamb, we barak you. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your friend and say, my friend, Yah shall strengthen you today. Shalom. Yah barak you. You may be seated. For it is the excellence of His mighty name that we find the tikvah, the hope of promise. And by the power of His name, we shall find the resolution in life. And it is by that name that the mind of the Abba is established in Israel. For His Son Yahshua came in His name to establish the complete power of the Torah living of Almighty Yahweh. And so many things that are transpiring in the world today, the deception of man, the very powers that be, powers that have been raised up from the gutters of hell to destroy the very power of Torah, to remove the mind away from those things that are pure and right before Almighty Yah. I was thinking today, as I often do, I think a lot, I do meditate upon things out of the scripture, and I have a tendency to kind of pay observation to things as I hear it, as I internalize it, as we can see the thing that is transpiring down in Texas, whereby they have gone and taken over 400 children away from their parents. It is amazing how wicked this damnable, vile, wicked America is. I want to say this, because they will say that the men there, that the leaders, and of course I do not know I do not have understanding of even their doctrine. But it's one thing in this nation that they permit, supposedly, by constitutional right, it is freedom of religion. You want to worship a dog, you do that. You want to worship a frog, whose business is that? It's yours. And I'm saying that to say this. Here it is, this wicked nation, that they will say that some man has the power, listen now, to bewitch the minds of many. They are occultic. They are under a strong occultic leader. And yet this vile whore will say that the video games do not alter the perception of the minds of those that play them. And yet one of the most vilest thing in the world today, it is this vile nature that comes out of this whore we call Hollywood to alter the minds of the people, to bring them into an occultic type of religious attitude and mind. If they reject the power of Torah, the living standards of Almighty Yahweh, yet they will say that a man has the ability to persuade and to alter the perception of many, yet they will not in this wicked world. They will not say that their video games are altering the minds of the people. They will not say that their media, their televisions, and they're constantly listening to their rap music and their country western and their rock acid music, They will not say that that alters the mind of people. They will not say that that brings them into an occultic type of a mind worship. You got a man and a group of folks that are minding their business, doing that what they believe is right. And yet this wicked whore goes down, ripped the children from their parents, the mothers, and they're weeping and crying. Put them in strange houses of Jezebel. Bring this whore down here. Tear America down. That's my prayer. Bring it down, Yah. Hallelujah. My prayer is that the Norby, the prophet of Yah, will stand with power and speak judgment upon this whore. She is wicked. She is a vile prostitute. She is the insidious Jezebel without any conscience at all. They rip the children out of their mother's arms without conscience, without any thought or repercussion, how it's going to affect their lives. It is something about the media, how they will alter the perception of people. They can make you love Hillary Clinton if they want to, and they can make you despise Obama. They can make you gravitate to Obama, and they can make you despise McCain. They can put McCain in your mind and make you think that he's better than snuff. And then they can take Bill Clinton and make him the finest thing that ever lived. That is what it does. It alters the perception. It changes your logics and your thoughts. The world is ran by wicked men. It's not run by men of conscience. They have no conscience. They have none at all. They take your children from your arms. You have no time to spend with your children. The beasts of the field never leave a calf until it's weaned. Even the beasts of the field don't do that. We are lusting beasts. This nation is lusting a beastly nation. It has no conscience. It has no morals. It has no strength. It has no compass. Nothing at all. Has no focus at all. And they can make this whole nation think that that little group of people down there minding their business, they're not trying to overthrow the government. They're not messing with anyone at all, whether I agree with them or not. It makes no difference. They were minding their business. And it doesn't take for one little girl or one boy to say that they've been raped or someone has touched them. Let me tell you something. And I say with boldness, there's a law on the book. It has always been in America. That capital punishment was also meant for those that raped any kind of child or anyone below in the puberty, that if one raped them, they will get the death penalty. Now that is what Congress, that is what the Supreme Court justified yesterday, that the death penalty is still appropriate for that. Now since that law has been on the book, there has never been a man of any color killed, but a man of dark skin. No Caucasian, no man of cream color skin. He has never. It has only destroyed them. 10 of them have died. And the countless of those that die in the chairs and are serving time in prison because of a corrupt system. There was only one candidate of all the presidential candidates that even brought attention to that. His name was Ron Paul. He said how the injustices are in this nation. He said how the prison systems are nothing but manufacturers of corporate wealth. They make money. He says that it's nothing but young men of color, dark-skinned men. He said African-Americans that are in the prison systems to make the wealthy richer. And yet their crimes are less offensive than those that get nothing but a hand slap. Come on, we saw what happened the other day with these two blonde bandits robbing all those banks. They get 10-year probation. And yet there are those that go steal or have two rocks of crack and they get 50 years in prison. It's the truth. It's a wicked nation. She is wicked. And people will say, well, if you don't like living here, you don't have to live here. You go to hell. I say it that way. I'm here where I'm going to die unless Yah removes me. And it certainly will not be from a cowardice like that or a cowardly spirit like yours, because I'm not afraid of you. And I think about those down there in that little town in Texas, minding their business, their wives working, laboring, whether they have one or 10. I do not concur with it.
Because scripture doesn't teach that. And yet they were not breaking the laws. They were not interfering with any kind of governmental institute, form of government, and their own identity as a nation within a nation. They were not doing that. They were simply living simple lives. The men working the wives and wives, their children. There are young men that rise up in situations like that. They don't want to live like that. And so they help them to leave like we have done here. And yet I've seen pictures where these dogs in Texas, the police, in these armored tanks and assault weapons, how they went into those folks. And they will say the leader had the minds twisted. And yet this damnable media has the minds of the world twisted. They cause the people to think ill against those folks down there. To think they are demons. And this American government is a demon government. It's controlled by the powers of hell. Wicked men. Wicked men run the government of America. And so my friends, if I can control your mind, then why is it that the media doesn't control the minds of the masses of America? You got these twisted minded freaks. These sons of hell. And they bring up these inventions with some of the most bizarre games of death and killing. And children spend hours playing it. They create a little silly toy. And the parents go berserk. They will fight to buy it. And they control your desires. They control your impulses. They control what you buy. They control what you wear. They control what you eat. They control how you sleep. They control how you live. That's what the wealthy dogs of the world do. Those folks had every right if they are right in this horde, this cauldron of whoredom. I know what I said I was going to preach today, but there are things that are pressing. Hallelujah. We know what season we're coming to. In this cauldron of darkness and hell that raise up children bent and twisted for hell. You cannot give your mind over unto this established wicked power in this nation. You cannot allow them to direct. You cannot allow this nation or the media or their forces to create your perception or the mindset that you have. It must be done by the Torah of the Abba. It must be done by Yahshua. Because if it's not done by that, you're going to be twisted. And you were talking about occultic. Huh. That down there in Texas was nothing like the occultism of this nation. I don't know if you all recall, some of us that are a little older, it was something happened in 69. I remember it. It was when Charles Manson, some of you all weren't even born, but Charles Manson, when he, Sharon Tate and the LaBanca, they called his little group the family. And they literally massacred the people. Gutted them, butchered them, took their blood, wrote on the walls, they hanged them. It was a massive hunt. I recall that as a young lad. I remember that quite vividly. How that it was a nationwide hunt because they wanted to get to the bottom of that. Sharon Tate. Movie star and all of this, the LaBanca family right down the street from them, they literally went in and butchered them. That's where the movie comes from, Helter Skelter. Now, I've listened to some of Charles Manson, which, matter of fact, he's smarter than those that put him in prison. Now, he was not even in town when that took place. He was not a part of the killing. He did not go in and butcher anyone at all. But he has been in prison since 69 when they got it. And all those young women, they've been in prison since then. Since 1969, he has been in prison. And he has been 20 years in prison before he went to prison on that account. I'm saying that because I'm alluding to one thing. And yet they constantly say Charles Manson had the power to control their minds. He had the power to dictate unto them, to instruct them, whether it was verbally or any way, he had the power to do it. And they tell us that we believe it, don't we? Come on, Israel. The world buys that, doesn't it? And yet we will not buy that they're controlling the masses of the people. They're controlling your emotions. They're controlling your mind. They control how you feel. They control your ups and your downs, your lows, and your happiness. They control everything at all. Everything they control. The wicked powers that be, they control it. And they're very adamant to say that Charles Manson, he had the power to manipulate their minds. But yet, these dogs that are birthed out of hell, these twisted-minded young men and women that create these videos whereby it takes even all the sensitivity of one's emotion where they can't touch, they can kill, and it doesn't bother them. The rappers that these dogs are paying millions of dollars, they want them to sing this gangster damnable trash. These wicked rich men, they're dogs and birds out of hell. They want them to sing that because it produces money. Not only does it produce killing, but it fills the prison houses. When it fills the prison houses, it's a cheap labor. And when the labor is cheap, then they make money. Those that are in power, those that have the position to control. And believe me, they control everything. They control the prisons. They control the wealth. They control your what you put on your table. They control what kind of chemicals they put in there to destroy you, to alter your mind, your brain cell, to cause your body to be out of balance. You can't think right. We can't walk right. We can't act right. We can't even perceive right. Minds must be a mind of the Torah. The wicked men, they're full of hell. And I pray the fire of Yah comes down on this whore. And I wish I had an outlet whereby the nation could hear. And others could hear. I'm not afraid of this Jezebel, sluttish dog out of hell. That's what she is. She controls the minds of the people. She controls your children. She controls them whereby they're sickly, they're morbid, their minds don't even function right today. I was listening this morning to Truth Radio, which is not truth. There was a woman that they did a CAT scan and said, "You got cancer." And so she had a vasectomy. Both of her breasts, they took them both off. And then they come to realize, well, you didn't really have cancer. And so they have, Mr. Bush has always been pressing that there be a limited liability upon something like that, $100,000, $250,000 at the max. Can you imagine the mental trauma that she's going to have to go through? Can you imagine when her husband looks at her, how, that he has to deal with that and wrestle with that. And yet he put his trust in the hands of children of hell, of the God, of the God for Mickey, huh? Put his wife's hand under the rule of that God. And now she is breastless. What is causing that in this nation? You think it has nothing to do with what we subject ourselves to? That's what's causing all that. Do you think it has nothing to do with how they control our minds and cause our bodies not to function to eradicate itself from the foreign objects that are there? That's what they're doing. That's what this wicked world is doing. It is the handful of men that are powerful. They can make you, despise Bush, and they can make you love him. They made this whole nation, the boogie eater Bush, believe his lies. And they still believe his lies and buy it. When I saw them dogs, when we were going out to Oklahoma, and the Ruach of Yah in me, it raged, and the tears, I knew they were going to butcher the people by the millions. They made us buy that. They made us buy what's his name, that they can't even find. What a shame. Hallelujah. Osama bin Laden. They made us buy that. Didn't they? That this little man in the hills of Afghanistan sent 19 men to America, and they bring down the insignia of America, Twin Towers. The capitalist and our democracy is broken. This whore is broken. And I bless Yah for it. Told her, Yah, if not another nickel comes in here, it's either I believe Yah, I'm going to live by faith, or I'm a beggar, and Yah has forsaken me. And he has not forsaken me. Not at all. So here we find a man living in the jungles, in caves now, in Afghanistan, and yet he has the power to bring down the most massive structures in America that signifies her strength. And yet they go to that country and they lie, they have ripped it apart to hell. They have altered our concepts of people like that, rag, as they raise up fat drug dogs. They raise up drug dogs like the Rush Limbaughs and pay them $200 million a year. They raise up these little effeminate men like Sean Hannity. That's what they do. And they put them before you, and they make their words as gold. We buy, we believe it, we trust it. We know that they are right, and they are nothing but greedy dogs out of hell. That's what they are. So it gave us this perception of Mr. Osama bin Laden. And yet this nation go there 6.5 years. He's still in the caves of Afghanistan. When they can find a nickel in a haystack, yet they can't find him. Sure they can. And find what they want to. They come in to find everything. They got everything they need to know about you. Hallelujah. They got satellite nickel 25,000 miles away. You can see a nickel right here on the ground. There are places on the earth you can go and see this place. Everything right there. Show you every picture. Everything it is. This can be, everything here. You can go and find everything here. This is a wicked world. It's wicked. And America is she's the Jezebel, because the powers that be, they are from the gutters of hell. I'm going all off tonight, but that's all right. I got no problem with it. Because I don't like what they've done to those folks down there in Texas. I don't like it. It's wrong what they have done. It is absolutely wrong. And we got these melancholy dogs of hell, the T.D. Jakes. These wicked children of hell. We got the Benny Hinn, they will not mention that. We got the TBS, but I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, those dogs descended on them, they descend on you. And as they descended on them, they're going to descend as they're already doing it on the Creplo Dollars. They're already descending on the Bishop Longs and the Marilyn Hickers, these children of hell, their own children. They turn against them. They raise their children up to destroy them out of hell. That's what they do. And it's wicked what they are doing. A little group of people minding their business. They're not trying to persuade you to join them. They're not advertising for you to come and join them. They have, and that's what we call this constitution, a freedom of religion. Look at the dog that just came to America, that Bush bowed down before this little freaky thing they call the Pope. Child of hell. Effeminism. Man denies a man a wife. That's of hell. That's a doctrine of hell and darkness. Preaching not to marry, that's a hellish, wicked doctrine. And yet this whole nation is baffled by this little Nazi. He was a part of the Nazi regime. He was a youth Nazi. That's what he was. And yet they have sent men that they said that were part of the Nazi camp, lived in this nation 30, 40 years. And because the Zionists raise up their voices, they send them back to the countries that they have come from, where they have no identity. And yet this little vile thing, they call himself the Pope, the Vicar. He comes to this nation, and you better know Mr. Bush. He was there. I saw the picture that he was there, him and Laura Bush. They were there to greet the Pope. And all what they call the dignitaries, they're dogs with the spirit of dogs. They're birthed for hell. Their sons are birthed for hell. Their daughters, their lineage is hellish. It has been raised up for the fire of Yah. I don't believe it. Did he raise Pharaoh up for that? To burn him up, did he not? To tear his kingdom up. That's why when Moshe, what did that say? Yah said, let my people go. Pharaoh searched the books. I don't know no Yah. I know Dagon. I know Zeus. I know Aphrodite. But I don't know a Yah. For the book doesn't talk of a Yah. But it talks about Zeus. It talks about Molech. It talks about Baal-Porah. But it doesn't talk about a Yah. Who is this Yah that you're talking about? Moshe said, let Israel go. He said, I won't let them go. He said, well, that's all right, then the plagues will come. When he finished with you, you will know who he is. And this nation, America, doesn't even know who a God is. They don't even know who a God is. They're gods. They don't even know them. And believe me, they don't know who Yahweh is. Not at all. Period. Hallelujah. Those that go down there and deprive those folks, they're more wicked than them. They're corrupt. They're liars. They're thieves. They may not have three wives, but they got a wife and two or four, three other girlfriends. Those police officers, many of them, most of them are adulterous. They're wicked men. Believe me. Some reason women, they have this admiration about police officers. They gravitate to them. They may have a wife at home and they got two or three other little things on the side. And yet they raised hell. They raided that house. Look at Mr. Clinton. In the whole house. That's what it is, the whole house. He had Monica Lewis in the whore and every other thing. Hallelujah. And yet they didn't go in there with an AFT. They didn't pull him out of office. Look at Vitter down here in Louisiana, sleeping with prostitutes with a wife. And he's still a congressman. Come on, these dogs, these wicked children of hell, what they are. Look at this bona fide faggot up here. What's his name up here from India, from Iowa? The big tall fellow that got caught in the bathroom trying to solicit men. I can't think of his name. I know his name. But look at him. Look at the big time preacher that preached against homosexuality and all of that. And he's going out with sissies. Counseling Bush. Giving Bush counsel. And all of that. Hallelujah. All the rocks haven't been turned over on Bush either. Look at his little whole daughters. Drug addicts. Drunkards and hoes. Look at Prince Philip. And all of them there in London. Dogs out of hell, children of hell, they're wicked. And these are the powers that rule, brothers and sisters. That little group were not messing with anyone. They weren't bothering me. I have no problem with them. No whatsoever. Don't even know what they teach in their doctrine. So I cannot posture myself against them or make a decision on them. I do not believe that Yah intends for a man to have more than one wife. I don't believe that. The scripture doesn't teach that. It's their interpretation. They believe that, but yet they don't keep the Shabbat. They believe that, but yet they don't call on the true name. They believe that, but yet the men are full of lust. Come on, the wicked walk every day full of lust. You got every day they're full of lust. The young men, their pants falling off. The young girls, they're whores and they're whorish. Everybody's full of lust. And yet they raid, they come down on that little group and take 400 of their children. Can you imagine? Those children are not used to staring at some crazy, blind and ignorant thing they call a television to twist their minds. They're not used to eating the way the world eats. They're not used to the activities. And the first thing, those wicked foster homes, those foster homes are not right. Those folks in it for one thing, for money, honey. And the love of money is the root of all evil. You hear many foster children tell of the circumstances they endured in these foster homes. So you're dealing with the corrupt people that's greedy for money. They love money more than anything. They abuse the children. They treat them wrong. They do them wrong. They do not show them any love. They just have a business. They're trying to make money. They feed them skimpish. They just put enough in their bellies to keep them alive. They're not going to take that $1,000 check and those $300 worth of food stamps a month, spend it all on that young'un. They simply keep them alive. So they go from that to another place. So can you imagine those children that are born and raised there, know nothing but that environment, that constitution, and that kind of discipline, and these wicked men convene on their place. Thrust themselves upon them. Take the children and begin to separate wives from their husbands. That's wicked. Bring the fire down, y'all. Let it come down. And I know that I shouldn't pray like that, but I want y'all's judgment upon this nation. That's why our battles are so intense today. We're battling against these powers and spirits to remove us away from the imuna, the faith of Yah. That's why we're having the kinds of battles and the troubles we're having. That's why our minds are like this. Come on, brothers and sisters. Because they have trained us. They have conditioned us. And when your mind is conditioned like that, it doesn't seem wrong. All you see is what they're doing down there in Texas. And the people are wrong, but you don't know that. You don't know what they're doing down there. I cannot stand before you honestly. I can't believe this crazy, wicked media. I got to know how to cipher from that and to discern what is just all this form of arousement to sell newspapers, to advertise, or that which is valuable and pertinent. So you just can't believe that, brothers and sisters. They can take you today and destroy you overnight. They can say you raped a child. Come on, they can take this daddy right here and say he touched his baby. Only thing they got to do is get that little child and say, show me where your daddy. Did your daddy ever touch you like this? He ever put his hands right here and rub you like this? He ever done that? Has he ever touched you down there? Well, if he take her to the commode and she piss, he might wipe her down there. It's his child. She sits on the commode, he go there and wipe a little tush. Clean her pot. Oh, he's touched you there. Oh, yeah, daddy touched me there. Daddy there. Has he ever set you on his lap and rock you? Daddy rocks me all the time. And they began to create this image, this thought pattern, and it will convince them and put a man like that in prison for the rest of his life. His name is scarred. His reputation as an avant to his children. That's why Yah tells us to come out of this hole. Separate yourself. Touch not the unclean things of the world. You cannot allow your mind. Listen, brothers and sisters. You cannot allow newspapers and articles and books and these magazines. There's some of you get so many magazines and it's pathetic. It is so wicked. It's wrong. It shapes your lust, your greed, your desire, your compulsion, your greed to have. That's not Yah. It is not Yahweh. It's wrong. Minds must be shaped by Torah. We must have a mind that is a Torah mind. A mind that is not a Torah mind is a wicked mind. It is a wicked mind. A mind that doesn't love Torah, it is a wicked mind. When a mind doesn't gravitate to Torah, it is a wicked mind, brothers and sisters. It is a very vile, repulsive, evil, wicked mind. And the mind of America that control the media, they're rich, powerful men, are they not? They shape your mind. They shape your attitude. They shape your personality. They shape you and you shape your children out of the same pattern. That is not what Yah did with Israel. He brought them out of Mishraim to shape their minds in the wilderness. That's why for 40 years they wandered. That's why for 40 years he did that for one thing, one purpose, and that was to prove them. He let them wander for 40 years for one thing, and that was to prove them. And many times we're being tried, brothers and sisters. It is to prove you whether you have the emunah, you have the willingness, the perseverance to serve Yah, because your ahava, your love is great toward him. We must be able to discern. We have to stand what is for rights. I don't agree with the folks don't even know what they teach. I don't agree with the concept of the multiple marriages. But I will never participate in this wicked mindset of this creative thought that the media has created and what it has done to us. They made the world despise Mr. Saddam, did they not? And believe me, Mr. Bush, Reagan, Mr. Rumsfeld sat there with Mr. Saddam, ate dinner, shook his hand, loved him as long as he was shelling the hell out of Iran. I recall that day. I had just gotten out of school that day, out of one of my class. I had caught the bus home. And I remember seeing this man getting off an Air France. His name was Ayatollah Khomeini. And he declared himself the Ayatollah of Iran. He cast out the Americans. He got them out, their embassies and everything. Why? Because America is a sneaky gutter whore. That's what she is. It's almost like a whore that you believe is your friend, and yet she's looking at your husband all the time. She speaks well to you, tells you she loves you, gives you nice gifts, always buying you things, and yet her heart, her lust is on your husband. And yet, you turn your back, you share things with her, you share your emotions with her, And the next thing she does, she began to use that against you to get next to him. There are many times that has happened, brothers and sisters. It happens every day, all during the day. Then you find yourself, husband leaving you because you trusted her. And then he's with her. Now that's what America is. That's the kind of the godly wickedness she does. She is a reputed whore without any emotions or compassion. She doesn't care for anyone. She does it for her own esteeming. So she raises up this Mr. Saddam. She raises him up. She gives him weapons to fight against Iran. She gives him weapons because the major facet or the major group in Iran, it is the Shiites. And in Iraq, it is the Shiites in Iraq, and the Shiites in Iran. Well, the small group is the Sunnis, and Saddam was a member of the Sunni tribe. And so the Shiites, they were suppressed by him. And so Iran is a Shiite nation. And that's why Mr. Maliki, he's a Shiite. And that's why him and Mr. Ahmadinejad, they have a relationship. And so they raised up one from the lower group of the lower tier, from the Sunni, put him in power, Saddam. Put him in power to fight against Iran. They gave him weapons of mass destruction. They gave him chemical weapons. They gave him M16s. Well, all only thing Iran had the Kalashnikovs, or the old Russian Kalashnikovs. That's all the Afghans are fighting with. No Kalashnikovs, old Russian weapons. And this nation sells the weapons on the market. She is the number one weapon dealing nation in the world. She doesn't care who she sells nations to, weapons to. You know, we listened to that. Have you ever listened to that Ben-Hur? And he's in the palace. And what's the fellow's name that he says? He said, it would be nice if you would speak well of me to the government. I would take care of you. He says, because his weapons, his spears, the staffs, he was talking about how the spears, his staffs are straight. The spears are wonderful. And he said, what are they meant for? He said, meant to maim. He said, no, they meant to kill. He says, so who you sell your weapons? He said, I'll sell them to anyone that wants to buy them. It makes no difference. And that's where America is. Listen, brothers and sisters. No, she doesn't sell someone like Iran or give Iraq her F-16s. She gives them planes that are two or three models below that F-16 can take it out. You understand? That's what she does. So she doesn't mind selling her that. She doesn't sell Iran a Bradley tank. She sells them the old tank that they use in Vietnam, those models. The Bradley, come on, she doesn't sell that. So she'll sell those countries, things like that. That's what she will do. It is the truth about this, Jezebel. It is almost, come on, we got to be honest enough. It's almost like if our son or daughter, they're whorish, we just got to say they're whorish. If our sons and daughters are rebellious, we got to say they're rebellious. And that's what America is. She is a deceitful. She is the United Snakes of America. She's the United Snakes. She is a nation of snakes. That's all she is. She's a viper. America's a viperous whore. She's united. All kinds of snakes. That's all she is. She's a snake. That's what she is. She's a snake. So she sells weapons like that to Iraq, to go into Iran and to destroy. 10 years they fought. Over a million people. Million men killed. For greed. For the wealth of the wealthy. I want to read something. I'm going to talk a little bit tonight, all right? Whether you're bad or not. Hallelujah. So she takes that and she puts this man at odds because he's a Sunni and they're Shiites. And they fight. And they fight. And they fight. Over a million soldiers killed. Over a million. Well, who's making money? Well, Mr. Saddam, he's selling oil. He says he has to use the money for the crude to buy more weapons. So he must buy weapons to fight. Why? Because he's a Sunni and they're Shiites. And so in order for him to maintain this mental edge, he's got to fight until they destroy him or he destroys them. Well, who's the backer?
Well, America. Just like she was a backer in Afghanistan. She set up. What's his name? That was head of the Taliban. I know his name. I can't think of it. But what America did, listen. Because when the Soviet Union at that time was... The Soviet, they were encroaching upon every nation. They were masterful. This monstrophagous beast. And so when she went into Afghan, they fought there for 8 years. I remember this. I recall these things. For 8 years. So America, what they did, they raised up the Taliban to give weapons, to make sure they had the supply of weapons. Mr. Reagan, all of them. Carter, to make sure the Taliban had weapons to fight against Russia. So they wanted to prove their mass or their weaponry against Russia. Well, the Taliban crushed Russia. Because they will not listen to me, brothers and sisters. Those Taliban fighters. Those men don't wear boots like the American soldiers. In those mountains, 20 degrees, they don't wear boots. They wear flip-flops. That's how they dress. They don't have no big overcoat on. They may have a little poncho or something over them. That's it. That's how they sleep. That's how they sleep, brothers and sisters. That's how they live. That's how they live. And they stay in those caves and they sleep on the earth. That's how they do it. Well, in the caves, it's a constant probably around 58, 60 degrees. It may be 20 degrees or 10 below outside, but that's how they live. Never shoes, never boots. They don't fight that way. And they said that even when America, I recall, I can't think of his name. He had an eye missing. And the reason that America really put him in charge of the Taliban because he was a ferocious fighter against the Russian. And that's how the Taliban became powerful. Because they had the military might of America and the weaponry of America. They didn't give them the best. They just gave them enough to fight off Russia. They knew that they had the will. They knew that. And they said that the Russian boys, they were pretty tough, but they didn't last. And I never forget when America bombed Afghan, I remember the word that he said that we will see how tough the American boys are. They're used to luxury. And they're not used to fighting. The Russian boys were pretty tough, but they were not tough enough. This is not over with over there in those countries. They're killing their sons and daughters. That's why the young soldiers go there. They have no feelings as to killing and destroying at all. No whatsoever. They have no feeling. They do it without any compulsion because of the video game. That's all they do. They play them and it takes away any kind of association or any kind of sensuality with it. It takes that away. That's what it does. That's what the wicked does. They remove all of that away from you. That's what they've done with the media. That's what they've done with the television. That's what they've done with the newspapers and their magazines that are so vile and so lustful and so wicked. So wicked. And when you began to read that, you open yourself up unto that spirit. When you read this book right here, do you open yourself up unto the spirit of this? Do you think when you read that damn devil trash, you don't open yourself up to the spirit of that? You think if you sit there before that thing, you don't open yourself unto that spirit? Yes, you do. You do that. And that's what this nation has done. It has abused, it has raped the minds of the people. And those that are in power don't give a nickel's worth of damn about this people. Because who you are, you're not a part of the elitist. They do not care about you at all. Period. I don't care if your skin is creamy. I don't care if it's black. It makes no difference at all. You're not a white trash or you're black. They don't give a damn about you. Period. And so what they do, they contend the white folks against the black folks. And the whites is ignorant as hell. They can't see the scheme that they're doing. And Negroes are just as ignorant as they are. And they're wicked. And so they cause you to combat against one another and fight. Well, Lord, Jeremiah Wright said that. Thank you, Mr. Wright. God, let their God damn America. Y'all's going to damn this whore. Damn it, y'all. She's already damned. She's damned. America's damned. It's just a matter of her destruction. She is damned. If you got confidence in this whore, you're most miserable. That's why we're having the miseries we have. That's why we go through these emotional roller coasters.
because of the powers you're wrestling against. Let me read this. I do want to read something. I'm appalled at this wicked nation. I will not be a part of it. I will not be a part of her ways, her actions, her deeds. I will not, brothers and sisters. I'm coming out of this whore. And I'm not touching her unclean things. I'm not touching her lust or greed. I'm not letting her, if I had sons at all, I'm not letting her impart into my children this mutated mindset, brothers and sisters. That's what they're doing. I listen to a lot of shows, I don't want to say a lot, but quite a bit of information on the health of people and what is causing the type of our health problems. They're putting all this damned of a synthetic mess in us. It's trashy. Our bodies cannot eradicate itself out of it. You don't even know what you're reading on the ingredients and the things you buy. I just read everything. I look at the ingredients. What is that? You don't even know what you're eating. Your bodies are not meant to dispel it. It was meant from hell to make sure that what the enemy has done, Shatan, as he did in the garden, that was the elect of Yah, Adam and Shiva, were they not? He has always sought for the seed. As he used a seed to destroy the seed, he is using seed today to destroy the seed. Why? He doesn't care if he destroys the masses. He want to get to the seed of Israel. He want to pollute them. He want to destroy their bodies. Their bodies don't function. Why? Because our bodies is the dwelling place of Yah. It is the dwelling place of the power of Yah. That's what it is. So he will pause and kill everyone. He will kill everyone to get what he wants. Or he think he did not. Herod do that? Did not, and Moshe Tam, they did not kill every young boy, thinking they're going to get them, that Norby that God had raised up. So he doesn't care. So our bodies and what they do, because they put so, we have so much synthetic type things in us, and our bodies don't know how to get it out. It can't come out of our pores. It just lay in our bodies, and that's why we find ourselves, our bodies losing the form that Yah intended them, brothers. Come on, I love you. Y'all don't think I love you. You're flat out fools. Don't let the enemy talk to you, man. Don't let him do that. I tell you things because I love you. I didn't give a damn about us. I wouldn't say a thing. Let you go your way. Everyone do their thing. It's not going to be here like that. We're going to do Yah's thing. Hallelujah. We're going to be faithful warriors in this army. We're going to stand up against this wickedness of the wicked one. And so because of his massive wickedness to destroy Israel, he's going to take the whole ship down. There are folks that say, if I go down, everybody's going down. You ever heard that? In my days, I would hear people say that. If I go down, everybody going down. I'm taking everybody down. If I have to fall, everybody's going to fall with me. That's what they have said. But a man goes and look at this fellow here in Illinois that he went into that J.C. Penney that morning. J.C. Penney, wasn't it? He went in and killed those five women, shot every last one of them. That no one could identify. That's the way Shatan is. He will destroy everyone and everything to get to the seed. And so that's what he has done. He has created this synthetic form of wisdom. It is not the wisdom of Yah, because first of all, the wisdom of Yah creates a fear. The fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom, isn't it? So this is not the wisdom that we have today. Man doesn't fear, this wicked nation doesn't fear. It doesn't fear going out and burning up children like they did David Koresh. It doesn't fear that. It doesn't fear going down there ripping these young babies out of their mother's arms and put them in the houses of prostitutes and strange pedophiles of hell. These freaks that would take these little girls and do things to them that is unimaginable. That's what they will do. They have no problem with doing that. No whatsoever. And the media go looking for a story to say, oh, he had five wives. They don't know how many wives the man had. They really don't know. They really don't know. We really don't know what those folks doing down there. No one really knows what they're doing. Nobody knows what they're really doing. It is only the things that the media has said, what they want you to hear. Can I show an example? 60 Minutes. And I don't know if you all heard about this. I will show you how wicked people do things. Just like they take sound bites and they twist everything. Fred Price said one day, he said, he was trying to explain to the people, if I do not have the shalom of Yah, if I do not have the comfort of Yah, he said, look, he said, can I show an example? He said, I owned a $25 million mansion. I owned 10 luxury cars, Bentleys, Rolls, Jags. I have $25 million in the bank. I travel the world in my own private Learjet. I have servants to wait on me. So what they did, they took that bit out. They did not put the bit in that where he was explaining. I want to show you a situation. If I don't have the shalom of y'all can have all of this, it means nothing. And they literally put that out there. The man said that I got a $25 million house. I got 10 luxury cars. That's what, and they shaped the minds of the people. Oh, this man got a $25 million house. He got 10 luxury cars. And that horse spirit of 60 minutes, when they raised hell, Fred Price soothed him. Then they put they come out with the fellow who did the report said, I do want to apologize if I offended any of those members of Fred Price, Crenshaw Christian Center, and those that know Mr. That's all they said. Not to say, look, what I did was a deception and it was a lie. Fred Price was explaining a situation. And I knew that this was create this kind of spirit among the people that they said, oh, I want to hear more of that. And so what I did, I took out a certain piece and gave you a soundbite so that we could create more finance. We would get more viewers. Folks will want to watch the next episode. And we get more viewers, then we can charge more money for the advertisers. The wicked dogs didn't even do that. Do I agree with Fred Price? Not at all. But it was still wicked what they did and how they did this man. That's not what he said. So they can take anyone's character down and they can take a nothing and a nobody like me and project me before the nation. And everybody will know about David Robertson tomorrow. Everybody. Who know about that little group down there? You didn't know nothing about that little group. Oh, I've known about the group, the extension of what we call the Latter-day Saints, but nobody knew what they were doing down there. Nobody. Because why? Because and all of a sudden this media spotlight, this powerful spirit of hell, this light shines on those little folks. And it has created a diversity of wicked opinion. Well, those folks are crazy. They let that man control their mind. And this damn wicked world, America, doesn't realize that the media is controlling their mind. If one man can control the mind of 500-600 people, then why then the media cannot control the minds of those that listen to it and they dictate? You tell me Rush Limbaugh doesn't control the minds of his ditto heads and they don't think like him and their actions, their reactions are not like him. You tell me Miss Clinton doesn't control the minds of her liberalites and the women that want her in. You tell me that Barack Obama mania, he doesn't control the minds of that. And yet they will take that little group of people and dog them to hell and bring them down to hell. You tell me Michael Jordan bouncing the ball, he did not control the minds of masses. You tell me Kobe Bryant that women don't come out throw their panties and underwears at him because he bounces the ball, he got a lot of money. Come on, brothers and sisters. That's what the enemy is doing. So he's trying to, that's why you cannot touch, you cannot, we cannot aggressively gravitate to what the world offers. They poison you, they kill your mind where you can't even hear what the Torah says. You can't even speak. You can't even receive it. This world is so wicked and so good. Let me read a little something. Let me read this. It says here. Hallelujah. We're gonna keep Pesach and Matzvah. We'll do it right. But this must be exposed. Hallelujah. This wickedness of this nation, Yah's going to bring her down. He's going to cause her to roll and twist. He's going to bring her down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And price of crude, the way the oil is going, this is a nation that loves oil. It can't live without oil. The world is divesting their money out of the dollar. The dollar is nothing. The little bit we got, I was telling Brother Dale yesterday, I said, the man wants to, I want to enlarge that pond to make it about twice, almost twice, and it's going to be twice as big as it is down there. 2 million gallons of water. Why? Because I want water. Yeah, I'd rather have water than to have money. Because with water, I can put a seed in the ground and put water and grow. If I have to take a bucket each day or twice a day, I'd rather have that. And at least with the water, you can put some fish in there. And then you can have something to eat. When this market falls, your dollar is nothing. You look 200 or 300, you got stashed back is nothing but paper. That's all it is anyway. So I'd rather take the monies and do something that is constructive for us, that we will benefit overall, and to see how much we can amass and put back. Because it is going to crumble. You understand? It has no value at all anyway. No whatsoever. Jaus says, he says to us, I want to read this verse.
He tells us here, and hallelujah. He tells us here in Ephesians, in the sixth chapter. I want to read a few verses in the sixth chapter, in verse 11. Just hear this. Don't even worry about turning. He says to us, he's in the 10th verse of the 6th chapter. He says, finally, my brother, be strong in Yahshua and in the power of his might. Well, what is the power of his might? Well, the strength of Torah. That is the might of Yahshua. That's the mighty power of Yah, his Torah. His Mishrah, his government to shape our mind. Isn't that what government is? Isn't that what it does? Your parents, do not govern your children's action. Govern their ways. For what reason? To shape them, right? To bring them to conformity to a certain attitude, certain mental projection. You do that, right? That's what this nation is doing. That's what America is doing. It is shaping the mind. It's shaping your thoughts. It's shaping your conscience. Causing your conscience to be polluted and wicked. You don't know what's right. You don't know what's wrong. We're so sick that we don't know when we're doing right. We don't know when we're acting wrong. We don't know what our ways are corrupt and ill against Yah. We don't know that. That's why we must find it, my brothers and sisters. We must put on the armor. We must put on the Siddiqah, the righteousness of Yah. We must cast down the powers of every imagination, every thought that exalt itself against Yah. You got to cast that down. You got to cast you down. You got to cast this image. And that's all America's about, creating images in your mind, isn't it? Is that not what this nation about? I don't care where you go, it's creating images. I don't care where you go, she creates images. That's all she does. Images, thoughts, desires. So you must put on the armor. You must get your mind guttered. You must put on the whole armor of Yah. Finally, my brother, be strong in Yahshua and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of Yah. That you might be able, you may be able to stand against the wiles or the tricks or the powers of hell, the wiles or the subtleties of darkness. You all hear that? That you may be able to stand against the wiles of Shaitan, his tricks. It's a manipulation. Isn't that what television does? Come on, brothers and sisters. Isn't that what media, any form of media does? It tricks the mind. It manipulates the mind. It manipulates you. It tricks you. That's why we got to put on the armor. Our mind's got to be guarded. It's got to be guarded. It's got to be girded with one thing, and that's imat, truth. It must. If we don't get our minds guarded, we'll fall for anything. Our minds will think about that little group of folks just like America does. That's how we will think. We'll think our take for our hope is in Obama. It's in Clinton or McCain. My promises are in Yahshua the Lamb. I'm strong in Yahshua. To hell with Obama. To hell with the Jezebel Clinton. To hell with all of them. My hope is in Yahshua. And I want to put on the mind of Yahshua. So we need to put on this armor so we can stand against the wiles of the enemy. He's tricking the minds of the people. He's bewitching us. He's deceiving us. Turning against the Torah, the disciplines of the Torah of Yah. Most of our actions are based upon our feelings, are they not? Hallelujah. And that's what they've done. They brought America into this tremendous cauldron of feelings. And they say, them folks down there, they're crazy. They're a cult. They're a cult. One little man altering the mind of 500-600 people. And yet they will say that the video game doesn't twist the minds of the children. Well, I don't see where television does anything. It doesn't bother people. And yet the psychotic psychosis states that the drugs, these synthetic drugs that they induce in your bodies, alter your minds. I was reading the other day that people that have had transplants from others, like hearts and things, they literally say they take on the same attitude of those that they get the hearts from. They commit suicide. If they got a heart from one that committed suicide, then the one who got the heart will commit suicide eventually. They got the heart from one that was a drunkard or a drug addict. All of a sudden they do things they don't know why they do it. I don't know why they do it. When we abuse the body, we abuse ourselves. My brothers and sisters, we're going to pay the price of that. And this wicked world is trying to alter that. They're synthesizing babies. They're mutating them. You can have whatever features you want. You want blue eyes. You want brown hair. You can have it. You want tall, strong meat. You can have it today. And they're doing it. It is a tremendous business there in Europe, especially in Britain. They can change the DNA structure. You can have what you want. If you want your baby skin to be brown, you don't want it to be creamy white like that. You want it to be brown, they can do that. So they can stay brown all year long. You can do that. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you can do it. If you don't want the skin of your son black as the deacon Ben is a black as mine, you can alter that. You can make it a little tanner. More acceptable. You want your child not to be fat, to have any kind of what they call obesely kind of DNAs. You can remove all that. They're synthesized and they're creating this mutated, damnable mind that doesn't honor the Torah of Yah. Yah's Torah with the man and the wife, he goes into her, he produces seed and she produces egg. They produce a seed from that. And they shape it by the Torah of Yah. They're shaped by the physical dominion, the physical power. And now man is saying, we're going to alter that. That's what Shaitan is doing. He's trying to alter the body of Yeshua. He's trying to create a false body. That's why he created this damnable Jesus and Lord, the pagan Baals and their damn gods. America's a god. It's the god that has power to dictate, to alter. That's what she's doing. She alters her own. I don't even trust this whore. She alters her own constitutions. She go back on her promised word. She promised the Indians a reservation. Look, they're drunkards on reservations without nothing. She promised those that was free from slavery 40 acres and a mule and gave them nothing. Her treaties don't mean a nickel's worth a damn worth of dog meat. She's a liar. She's a false. You see Congress, they change laws to suit their own compatriots. You see those that are lobbyists alter laws for their own greed and their own lust. This whore must come down. She must come down. She has to come down. Our strength is not in America. It's in the strength of the Torah of Yah. Identity is not some damn white man or black man. It's the identity of Yisrael. We're birthed by the Ruach of Yah. You got any other identity, go to hell. He goes, that's where you're going. I don't take one word back. Hallelujah. Put on the whole armor of Yah that you may be able to stand against the devil in these days. Why? Because our battle is not against flesh and blood. These men that are doing this, they're not fleshly men. Believe me, brothers and sisters. They're not men that are just flesh and blood. They're controlled by powers of darkness. They're powers that inhabit their bodies. Was that young man of Gadara, did he have a legion in him? Did they control him? Don't you understand that the media, the power that be, they're sending forth their spirits. And we know that the power of a spirit is always transported by words. So they constantly speak. You can go anywhere and hear all kinds of conversation, can you not? They're always speaking to you. That's why we must allow the Ruach of Yah to speak to us, brothers and sisters. The power of Yah. Because in that speaking, they're planting seed. That's what a word is, isn't it? It is a seed. It is a zira. It is a zira. It is a zira. It is life within life. It is a zira. It's a seed. And so they use words to plant seed. And they plant it in our minds. And they conform and make us all conformative unto the powers, the principalities, the rulers, that we look on those folks down there and say, them folks are crazy as hell. They're twisted. You know nothing about them. Agenda? Nothing about them. You don't even know their lifestyle? But that's what this media has done. That fool came the other day and asked us, you're like them folks in Texas. I said, what do you know about them? You don't know nothing about them. I got right in his face, too. I said, will you go to the hood and ask the black boys who's selling drugs? I said, they'll bust your ass, wouldn't they? Well, I didn't mean if I said it has nothing to do with you offending me. You didn't offend me. I wouldn't allow nothing like that to offend me. But it's wickedness. You could just see, well, why would he compare? Well, I said, well, how presumptuous are you to just say, well, what do you know about them? Then why would you compare us to them? You don't even know me, man. I speak forthrightly, and I don't care how my superlatives sound. Hallelujah. I'm not concerned about that. We cannot allow this mind, we cannot allow the books, the reading of the material to alter our minds. We must read from the scroll of life. And this is the only book with life, brothers and sisters. That other stuff is a dead seed, it's a mutated seed, it's a corrupt seed. It doesn't produce anything healthy in us. And that's why our minds are shot. Our thoughts are shot. Our health is shot. the clearness of our mind is shot today. Because we have allowed this mutated type of whoredom to replant or transplant the mind of Yahshua. And that's what we have allowed. That's why we need to put on you need to put that armor on. You need to guard yourself, brothers and sisters. You better put that armor on. You better quit putting on emotions and putting on what you heard on news. Hallelujah. I don't even hardly listen to it now because I get so, it makes me so angry when I hear what they're doing, when I see what they're doing to the small people, what they call small people and the poor people of the earth. On May the 10th, there's supposed to be 666,666 people. That's supposed to be the population of the earth on May the 10th. That's the population with the rate of attrition, death, and birth. That is what it's supposed to be on May the 10th. Look at how the population is soaring. No food to feed the masses because the love of money, the greed of money. No food. And this year is going to be a year. An article in the paper today, the woman said it takes $10 to buy a loaf of bread and a gallon of milk. Well, I don't know what kind of bread she's eating and what kind of milk from the way she looked. She was probably eating that old white trashy bread that kills her. But a gallon of milk costs you $3.26, $4. Bread, $1.80, $2, not far from $10. You bust a 10 bill up, it's gone. That's the truth. And so that's what they're doing. That's what the powers that be. I want to show you some of those that are in power. I want to read an article. Let me finish this. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers. Now, the rulers, the Zah, the ruler, those that have the command, those that have the strength, those that have the wherewithal. We wrestle against rulers of the darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You tell me this is not spiritual wickedness? What is the spirit? What does the spirit does? Does it cause life to come forth? That is what the breath is. That's what a spirit is. So you tell me that these rulers of darkness that send forth these spiritual wickedness, it is not the cause of life of that spiritual wickedness to come alive in you. You think they're wasting their time? That's what it's for. That's what a ruach is, a spirit is. It is the power of life. It is the power of life. And so these rulers of darkness in high places and the spiritual wickedness that emanates from them, it is the power to go forth and to cause life of that spirit to fill the minds of the masses. So what do they use? Well, they use television and radios, newspapers and magazines and sales pitches and all of that. That's what they use. Hallelujah. We sell ourselves unto this defiance of the Torah of Yah. We began to covet. And we should not even covet. You shouldn't even covet. We began to covet. Began to have this sensation, this greed for things. Got to have it. Must have it. We began to covet greatly. We become covetous and greedy. We cannot have enough. We're not contented with what Yah is doing. So they're setting forth these powers. These are spiritual powers. And they're in high places. You don't even see them. They will spit on us. Every last one of us. They would literally, they wouldn't even touch you. They wouldn't even shake your hand. They wouldn't allow you to get close to them. The only thing you can do for them is maybe, they wouldn't even allow you to cut their trees down. And mow their grass. They spit on us. Every last one of us. And that's the truth. That's the truth. So the ones that do this, they have to be those that are in power. And they have to be of an echelon where they have the power to do that. And they turn you against me and me against you. They turn black against white and white against black. That's what they do. That's exactly what they do. That's exactly what they do. To create this delusion that there's no attention given to the powers that be. And these men that run America, let me just stop right there. I want to read a little bit of this. I want to show you something, how stupid the people in this country are. I want to show you something. I want to read this. Now, I want you all to hear this. Listen carefully. It's not going to take more than a few minutes. It says this. It says, $1 billion salary for some hedge fund bosses. You'll hear that. They're bosses in the hedge funds. The hedge. take your money, take the money of retirement people like Enron. The people go broke, but they make $1 billion a year. Listen now. I want you all to hear this quickly. It says the hedge fund managers took home a dizzying sum last year, fed by the bull market and commodities and investors willing to pay up for proven track record. So it's not that, see, people say, well, Ben Stearns, they got a proven track record, so I'm willing to pay them 20% of whatever profit I get, a 30%. They take their profit off the top. Their profit is hedge. Your monies are not hedge. They hedge their monies, but theirs are not. Listen to this. Institutional investors, Alpha, reported Wednesday, listen to this, brothers and sisters, that the top 50, just 50 men, they're not women, they're men. The top 50 hedge fund managers earned, 50 now, a combined $29 billion in 2007. That's a $500 million apiece of betting. 50 men, $29 billion. People went broke. They lost their monies. I want to show you how they robbed the folks. Five managers earn $1 million apiece. They just manage the funds. They take your money. They get 10%. They charge you a fee. And then they get 20% of the profit. And if your money, you lose your money, they don't lose none of theirs. You lost yours. One contributor to this enormous amount of money hedge funds managers are making is the unraveling of the tradition 2 and 20 method of compensation. For years, funds typically charge 2% of the amount invested. So if you invest $100 off the bat, brothers and sisters, they get $2. Whether you make one nickel, you understand. So if a million people do that, that's $2 million just they made without making you one nickel. All right? Plus now, 20% of the profit. So if you make $1 million, if you make $1 million, they get $200,000 off the top. That's wicked. That is so fire. Ezra Zach of Lakeville Capital Management, a hedge fund advisory, said some of the bigger hedge funds are now charging as much as 5% of the investment's principal. Look at this now. And 40% on profit. Do you all hear that? Listen, brothers and sisters. They risk your money. They risk ignorant people's money. So if you got $1 million, you made $1 million. Those funds that are that have reputation, none of them have a reputation. They're thieves and dogs. So off the bat, if you make $1 million, they're going to get $400,000. Plus 5% up front. And then the taxes are going to get half of that. So you really have not made anything. Invest the monies into the kingdom. Yah, he said, that's a sore evil in the land. Mainly wages kept back. And these men rob the people. How can 50 men control the... You think that they control just someone like me saying, I got $500 I want to invest. That's not what they control. These hedge funds, listen, brothers and sisters. It is what Brother Kevin's job, the city of Monroe, they take their retirement money and they invest it or they give it to hedge funds. And the hedge funds invest the money, teachers' retirements, city retirements, municipalities. They take it banked. They put it in hedge funds. And what they do, they're supposed to hedge their money to make sure they have money. That's what Enron did. And the folks had put all their monies. Listen now. People were having $100 a week taken out of their checks. And Enron's supposed to be matching that. Well, they lost their $100 and plus the $100 that Enron was matching. But Scully and all of them, they made off fat. They left with millions of dollars. They didn't lose their money. But the little folks working there, folks that were retiring 40 years, and yet they're busted and they're broke. Nothing. Can you imagine the mental stress and the physical agony that calls for one? Hear this. This is how they're shaping our minds. I was looking at some things one day. These hedge funds will not even tell you what they charge you and how your monies are the transitions. They won't even tell you. They have procedures like that. You going to read that? You don't even read this book. You know you're not going to read nothing like that. Look, fine print. Millions of pages, brothers and sisters. That's what the enemy does. That's how they twist. Come on. That's how they do the people. We won't trust Yah. But we will take all of our monies and trust this child of hell. That's going to get 40% of it. Whatever you make. And you can't take the money out. And if you do, you're going to incur a penalty. Isn't that amazing? And yet these men are making $1 billion. Listen, brothers and sisters. This is what the managers are making. The managers, CEOs. So what do you think about the presidents, the VPs, the regional managers? And what do you think about the stockbrokers and people that are handling the funds? So if your fund makes if they produce 20 million, what do you think their bonus is going to be that year? So they take your money and rape you and use you. And they have created our minds to believe that this is a wonderful thing. Just like you, they're telling you they will sell you a Charlotte for $50 and you buy it. We will not buy the truth of Yah. We will sell it for some wickedness. For every kind of corrupt thing it is, we will sell the truth of Yah for that. We won't buy the truth, but we will buy this. Hallelujah. Some investors are willing to pay high fees to fund managers if they show they can consistently beat the market, Zuck says. Some of these funds have been pretty spectacular returns over the years, he said. Further, the growth of the biggest hedge funds has led to higher fees simply because the managers are charging rates on a higher principle. Mushrooming principles for commodities such as, look now, you see now, the ones that controls the oil, they control the money. Commodities, look, the commodities such as oil, and look at the price of gold, how it's going up. Over $1,100, hallelujah. Look at that. The ones that, look, this is what he says. Mushrooming prices for commodities such as oil going for $114 a barrel, oil as crude, gold and wheat. See, without touching out the oil, or the bread, the wine, don't mess with that. Oil, gold and wheat, which some hedge funds place bets on. See what they do, it's, you heard what they said, they place bets. So they gamble. I bet it's going to go up this percentage. I bet it's going to go up that. And so what they did, if it go up 1 cent, you need to be around Elder Biden when he talks. He said, you know, we can buy, how much? They got 36,000, they got 50,000 pounds of hamburger. Yeah, if you take all the hamburger and he's quick to understand, if you take it all 56,000 pounds, if you take any portion of that, they want 69 cents a pound. But if you take all 56,000, they will sell that to you. They will sell that to you for 63 cents. They said, nickel? 2 cents? That's $2,500. That's 35. Take it all. That's what they do. You understand? They say, oh, if this go up 1 penny, then we're going to make $600 million. That's all it has to go up a penny. A half a percent. $38.15 in 2 quarters. That's how they do it. The 2/4 of a percentage of a penny. They make millions of dollars. And they rape the minds of the little people. They take their monies and use it to make themselves rich and make you poor. It said the effects of leverage or placing bets. I can't believe this now. This is what it says. The effects of leverage or placing bet with borrowed money. They take your money and bet with it. Borrowed money further magnifies profits at the fund. One manager, John Paulson of Paulson and Company, one manager now, Paulson, earned $3.7 billion last year. And the janitor in that place, they won't even pay him $7 an hour. What a dog. The maids of his house, the sister Arden, called me the other day. She said, Pastor Roberts, I work 10 hours a day. Do you all hear me? She makes $550 a week. 10 hours a day. She worked 10 hours a day. She said, I was sick. And they said to me, you go to the doctor, but you get in here. She said, I'm sick. I'm hurting. Well, you can't still come to work? We need you here. And they are millionaires who she worked for. 2 years the woman's been promising her raise. She said the last time she gave a raise, she gave it $25. $25. Mr. Paulson, I guarantee you the janitor makes minimum. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you that. And yet, those hedge farm brokers, they're making $200,000 or $300,000 a year. Betting with your money. Betting with your money. You saw what happened over there in London, largest bank, where that fellow, he lost something like $500 million. And they knew he was betting using the money. That's what the banks do. I don't trust the monies in the banks. They take the monies and they use it to bet. They bet on it. When they lose, you lose too. That's why the market crashed. He earned $3.7 billion last year, which management consultant Pete Cohan points out means Paulson in 2007 made, look what he made now. This is what Paulson made. Listen, Paulson last year made 30 times, 30 now, you'll hear that? 30 times he made last year, 30 times in 1 hour, what the medium family made all year. So the medium family made $65,000 in 1 year, $60,000. Then he made that in 1 hour 30 times. 30 times in 1 hour. He made $2+ million in 1 hour for the medium family. That's the way it is, brothers and sisters. Well, who is Mr. Paulson? You think he doesn't control how you think and what he wants you to think? Mr. Murdoch, Rufus Murdoch, billionaires. Mr. Buffett, billionaires. All of them. You think that their little meetings that they have, that's not the agenda? Sure it is, brothers and sisters. That's why we need to know Yah. We need to walk in His truth. We can't allow the poisoning of this society to segregate Israel, to cause us to begin to doubt Yah. We can't do that. 30 times in 1 hour, the medium family, the medium income in America for family is about 67,000. That's a man with basically a college degree, his wife, and they're making combined $67,000 a year. He made that much 30 times over in 1 hour. 1 hour. Paulson, who now oversees roughly $28 billion in access, earned his payout by standing conventional wisdom on his head and betting U.S. housing prices would decline nationally. And that investment-grade mortgage bonds would default in record numbers. So what he's going to do, he's going to buy up the bonds. That's what they do. They buy the bonds up. And then you got the other heads that go in and buy those bonds from them at nothing. They make the people, come on, a person live in a house. Brothers and sisters, listen. If you pay $60,000 for a house, and your payment's $1,000 a month, then in 5 years, literally, you pay for the house. Even in 10 years, they've made double the price. Why this wicked America? Even among the Islamic nations, they cannot charge usury. They cannot charge you 10% of the money, 8%. You may have to pay a fee. You borrow $500. Okay, your fee is $20. You pay that. But as far as that, you buy a house in America, they finance it for 30 years, and they make you think that you own something. You own nothing. They make you think you own something. You own nothing. You have nothing. You own nothing. You don't own a piece of America. They come take this land tomorrow if they want it. I hope it's not in America. I promise it's not in America. It's in Yahshua the Lamb. They want this land, eminent domain. They can take it tomorrow. Nothing we can do. And they give us what they want us to give us. And they can put a multi-billion-dollar corporation right here and tell us the land is worth $3,200 an acre. We're going to pay you that price. And there's nothing you can do. Because it's going to enhance South Carolina. It's going to bring a tax revenue into South Carolina. What are you going to do? Tell me. There's nothing you can do, brothers and sisters, nothing. That's why Yah does not want us to trust in America. He wasn't trusting her wealth or anything. Her wealth is superficial. It is not the wealth of Yah. It is Yah that is able to give. He is the one that gives us wealth and health. Yah gives us wealth. And Yah gives us health. Not America. She doesn't. Her health system destroys us. I hope that adamant crowd against this health care system, I hope they never let it go through. Because they put these synthetic forms of drugs and it kills you. You go, they send you to one specialist. They send you to one specialist, you got to have two or three opinions. You go to one specialist, he prescribed this drug. Well, this drug right here prescribed you for your feet. Then that drug works against the drug that the specialist has to prescribe you for your hands. Then you go see another specialist because the hand drugs and the feet drugs, they're causing other effects on you. So you got to go about your eyes. So they prescribe the drugs that work against the feet drug and the hand drug, and then it creates a belly problem. Then you got to go to a stomach or a belly specialist. Then they put drugs in you that create a problem in your head. You got problem there. And so all these multiplicity of drugs, these synthetic forms that the pharmaceuticals, the pharmac is getting richer. And they pan these pulpit little weak doctors, giving them bonuses to sell the drugs. And they subscribe to drugs, this Vioxin and all of this. Come on, brothers and sisters. They will tell you what they're doing. They're not afraid to tell you. Killing the folks by the thousands. That's what they're doing. Killing folks. Yah gave us a way to be healthy. Don't learn the ways of the heathen. Don't go that way. Invest in the kingdom. Don't go the way of the heathen. Don't learn the way of the heathen. And these diseases won't come upon us. We've learned the way of the heathens, have we not? That's why we have depression, we're in agony, we're in anxiety because we learn how to hate like them, we learn how to act like them, we learn how to be selfish, we learn how to be greedy, we learn how to lust like them, we learn how to do things just like the heathens, have we not? And that's why we have all these sensations that we're going through. That's why we go through so much, brothers and sisters. Yah doesn't intend for us to go through that. That's why he wants us to put on the cloak of Siddiq, of righteousness. We submit ourselves unto the word of Yah, then we can resist the devil and he will flee every time. We can resist the imaginations and thoughts. We can cast them down. You're not going to cast them down if you don't submit yourself unto the word of Yah. We got to submit ourselves unto the word of Yah. Every word is pure. We got to submit ourselves unto it. We can cast down the enemy. He must flee from us. This is going to happen because we got to get our minds ready for this great, this Migra that's coming up. I don't want to be like the world. I don't want to be like this, brothers and sisters. What can a man do with that kind of money? Tell me. Robbing the people. Taking their funds. Robbing, using their money. And his money has not been lost. Isn't it amazing how these men bear Stearns and these men for these CEOs, the corporation have lost billions of dollars. And they walk away with 60 million, 75 million, 100 million. It's not even a shameful thing. It's a wickedness that must be dealt with. And Yah is going to deal with that. He's going to deal with it. Well, the Soviet Union came down, but then you have this group of about 200-300 people that run the Soviet. More billionaires in Moscow than in New York City. Do you hear me? Since Perestroika, Mr. Reagan, more billionaires in Moscow than New York City. And the little folks are poor there. Why are you so much drunken? Come, I don't care. I don't care if the man's skin is white. I don't care if it's black. I don't care if it's brown. I care what it is. You put a people in a position like that and oppress them, you will have Russians. They kill more police officers than anywhere in the world. They knock them out like flies. Drunkenness and drugs. Drugs is rampant. It eats everything. Why? Because the people are oppressed. They work on jobs and never get paid. And yet you have a class of people that are so powerfully rich. They're so powerfully rich. And they suppress the poor. They don't have to wait in line to get nothing. And so you have this depression that causes one to drink. And they intend for them to do that. To kill each other in the fight. You have more domestic violence in Russia than there in any nation upon the face. They kill and they butcher and they fight all the time. You put any people in that position. Just like they do in a country like Africa. And in a continent, they rape the minds of the people, they rob, they steal, and men like this Paulson, dogs like this, because they invest in the gold, they invest in the mines, they invest in the wheat fields. Why they tearing up the Amazons, folks, tearing it up just to grow wheat. Why? For them to make money. This false thing with this bio food, this biofuel, it's just a false thing, brothers and sisters. That's all it is. I was listening to one, I think, today. I was talking with David down there. He said, Pastor Robert, they're talking about wheat. 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 And I just said that about wheat, didn't I? What is the commodity? Going up to $13 a bushel. He said, I got a friend. He said, if he get 4 bushels an acre, and he got 1,000 acres, he's going to make out well this year. He grows wheat. It's all wheat. $13 a bushel? He said, doesn't sound much, 4 bushels an acre. But you got 1,000, you add that about 13, that's a lot of money, isn't it? Boy, that's a lot of money. He's not going to make it there because he's got to put chemicals, and he spent all his back in chemicals. It's Mr. Paulson that makes the money. And then those that invest in that, they get a few pennies off of that, shekels. Yah doesn't want us to be a part of this mind forming and shaping, brothers and sisters. He wants our minds to be shaped by Yeshua. He doesn't want us to be a part of it. He doesn't want us to be a part of America's ways, her deeds and her actions. He doesn't want that. Not at all. Not one bit at all. You never, a matter like that, it has to be judged properly and right. It has to be done right. They did not judge that. Those mothers down there crying for their children. We want our children, please. And you know what the opinion is of the people? You know what? This is what the article said. I wish I had printed that article out. It said the opinion of the people is that they did the right thing by taking their children. My, what dogs of hell. They shape your mind to believe what they want you. They shape the mind of white folks to believe this. They shape the mind of black folks to believe this. They shape the mind of Jews to believe that. That's you can look at me any kind of way. That's what they do. That's what this wicked world does. And the people said it was the right thing. This is the right thing. I say, man. That little boy, all he knows is his mama riding his back. His daddy, come on, they rip him from his mama. Put him in some house with some old strange wicked woman. Come on, little fella, watch. Tell him, come on. You don't understand the wickedness of that? How vile that is? Alter his mind away from the discipline and the truth they've taught them. Yah's going to bring this whole down. He's going to rip her. He's going to rip her straight off. She's going to fall like a drunken Jezebel. Sure she is. Hallelujah. That's what's going to happen to America. He 28 million dollars, driven by part of the hedge fund managers, are making income inequality in 2007. Was the highest level since 1928, the year before the Great Depression. So what it's saying right here, the monies that the hedge funds managers are making, there was no other time in history whereby this kind of money was made until 1928, right before the Great Depression. Let the Depression fall, yeah. Hallelujah. The tremendous wealth enjoyed by top hedge fund funds managers was thrust into the spotlight last year when Blackstone Group, the hedge fund run by Stephen Schwarzman, became a public trade company. Stunned by news stories about Schwarzman. Look at that, his lavish lifestyle. They buy $100,000 bathroom bowls, $50,000 curtains, $10,000 bedroom slippers. With the monies of ignorant people thinking they're making money. And they give them a few shekels. Some members of Congress tried to change laws allowing hedge fund profits to be taxed as capital gain. You think they're going to do that? You think they're going to... The little cowards up there in Congress, they have no power. They have no power. At 15% and not as the income rate more than twice that. That's what they pay no taxes. And yet they drive a little man like us. They drive us in the ground. They don't even go in and inspect and review large corporations' records today. The ones that have been taking the tithes are small, medium corporations, little businesses with a few people there. They're going in and robbing them, raping them with their taxes. And yet these dogs, they don't pay 15%. They put all their monies on in the offshore. Their countries that you don't have to pay no taxes. You can put your monies there. You can put up a corporation. You can establish a corporation right there. All these ships that there, like these big ships that sail the seas of the world, not any of them fly the American flag. They fly flags like from Barbados and Jamaica, from far reachable places, because they have to pay no taxes. None. They're not stationed here in America, but the owners live here. They transfer their monies out of this country. The system is that way because it's a corrupt one. And a little man that's trying to work and make a living, those that are living on $500 a month, trying to buy this damnable medicine and live. And yet they think they have hope in politicians. They have nothing at all. Our security is in Yahshua. We can't allow them to shape our minds. We got to stop allowing the things to touch our minds. We got to stop it, brothers and sisters. That's why we're twisted in an emotional wreck at times. We can't allow it. And that is the truth. Because the hedge fund managers make their money by charging fees. Now, this is how they make their money. They make their money by charging fees on investment from rich people. These fees represent the redistribution of wealth from the rich to the very rich. They take from the poor for the rich. Do you all hear that? The redistribution of wealth. They take from the rich and the very rich get it. So they take from the poor. You know they're taking from the rich. You think they're not taking from the poor and the working class man? By contrast, the income inequality plagued many developing countries represent rich people profiting at the expense of the poor. He said that's what happened. In every nation there you got a rich class of people and everyone else poor. That's it. They control the media, don't they? So they cause us to raise hell at each other. Because you got a goat and I get upset with that. And it creates the friction. You don't never think what they're doing, how they're manipulating you and taking advantage of you. We don't think like that. We don't see how the enemy takes advantage of us to turn us of one against each other and to fight against each other. We don't see that. And that's what he does. We don't see that. See, the body of Yahshua is not, there's no duplicity there. There's no mendacity there. There's no duplicity. It's real. There's no contradiction in his body. No whatsoever. Further, Gabaax said the economy may benefit from these managers spending the money they have earned. You think they're going to spend the money? What do they spend money on? They spend money on boats along from here across the shop over there. 300-foot, 500-foot boats. You think they're going to Piggly Wiggly's, Walmart? They buy mansions in the Alps. London, they divest their monies. They're not going to shoe shop and buy the pair of shoes for $39. Several hedge fund managers have a reputation of philanthropy. That's how they do it. See, now they make us think that they're doing so much. According to one report, George Soros, the second highest paid hedge fund manager last year, he made $2.9 billion last year. George Soros, $2.9 billion, has spent $6 billion on philanthropy activities ranging from fighting poverty in Africa to funding universities in the Soviet Union. Well, he's made hundreds of billions of dollars off the backs of the poor folks. So he put a little out there and they say, oh, he's a beautiful man, Mr. Soros. He helped the poor folks in Africa. He built a university in Russia. He's what they call a Russian Jew. And all these men, their names, they're all what you call Jews. That's what they are. So he spent all his, he spent a little money there and it looks awful nice, doesn't it? I never forget old hillbilly, they were talking about Mr. Buffett, how he's given the Bill and Melinda Gates fund something like $12 billion. With this old hillbilly called in and with his drawl, and I'm glad what he said. Man, that was perfect what he said. He said, well, I think it's a shame. He said, I don't applaud them what they've done. I don't applaud them. He said the man didn't need all the money anyway. He was just a greedy dog. He said somebody else could have made some of that money. He said you all making light of it like he's done something. Well, he ain't done nothing wonderful. He was just a greedy man. He was a greedy pig. He said, "Here, I can't hardly make it. I could have made some of that money. What is he?" And he's giving it away like that. And you all promote him, make him look as though he's doing something great. See that? They're philanthropists. They're philanthropists. Can I tell you how they do it, brothers and sisters? It's very easy. Bill and Melinda Gates, their fund has about, they have about $30 billion in their philanthropy fund. About $30 billion. That's a lot. Their nations don't even have that much GDP. His daddy, her parents, they run the funds, all right? What they do with that, brothers and sisters, listen. Bill Gates putting all his money in the funds where there's no taxes. You don't never have to pay no taxes. The richness, they're conniving and they're wicked. And so everything about what he does is done from the fund. If you want to build him, come in his house that he owns out there, brothers and sisters. It's like 100 to 165,000 square feet of space. And it's too small for him and two children and a wife. He had to add on to that house. Is that a fool? He's not even a fool. So what they do, they put their monies in those kind of philanthropy endeavors. They pay no taxes at all. Not! See, the man like Mr. Buff with all that money, he's coming to a point whereby he's going to have to give it up. So instead of giving it up, he put it in a fund like that. What he does, he put it in his fund. You hear me? He transferred to, he put it in the Buffett philanthropy fund. He transferred to Mr. Bill Gates. Well, come on, my brother says, that money is making money. You understand? We just saw how the rich make money off the rich and the super rich become richer, right? So if you got $1 billion in the bank, just if you had $1 billion, how much money do you think you're going to make a day? You're going to make $1 million plus every day. Boom, 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 boom. So $300 million in a year, that's not saying very much. You give $200,000 here, that's how they're giving it out. You give $500,000 here, you give $1 million here. And over a period of time, over years, of course that add up. But it's just interest money you're making off the fund. Come on, the Ford fund been there for what? Something like 40-some years, 50 years. And they still have something like 20-some billion dollars. The funds that's been like that since the 30s. And they still have money. That's what colleges do. That's what they call them endowments. Endowments. School like Harvard has about a $75 billion endowment. School like those schools have $100 billion worth of endowment. And they don't even want to, they charge the students $50,000 a year. Come on. That's what the endowment is supposed to be for. The students can come free. And they make money. They don't have no problem paying a basketball coach $3 million a year, do they? And that's what they do. So it seems as though the Mr. Soros is doing something nice. He's not doing nothing, brothers and sisters. He's not doing nothing. He's making interest off that money, giving a little here, giving a little there. Even with Bill Gates, they say that they are one of the most stingiest people on the face of the earth when it comes to doling out that money. They give very little of it away. But it makes us think because PBS promotes them. Oh, but Bill and Melinda Gates, there's a sponsor by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Yeah, because they want to project the kind of image they want in the minds of the people that they're doing something real sweet. And they're not doing anything sweet. They're robbing the small people and the little people. They're robbing and raping them. They're altering their ability to think and their thought process. That's what they're doing, brothers and sisters. They believe that they're superhumans. That's what they believe. So we will not Israel allow this wicked world to alter the perceptions and the concepts of Yah that He has placed within us, and that is to know Him and to walk in His truth. And that's what we must do. Walk in the truth of Yah. We must do that. We cannot be a part of it. We cannot allow the media or the tools of the wicked. And these are wicked men. One day I'm going to take some time, and there are some things we're going to talk about it here. This preacher is going to talk about it. And I will show you factual stuff. Because we need to hear it. We need to. It's a part of what we see. It's a part of what Scripture is talking about, this end time scenario. That's why they're going to cast their gold and their silver into the streets. Because it's going to be worthless. And the American dollar is becoming really worth nothing. Whether you all believe that or not, it's becoming worth nothing. Every currency of the world has excelled above that. Nothing. And the only way that this country makes money, it is a war machine. That's not the only way. It creates it. It must be. You must have wars. You have to. That's what they do. Kill corporation. They make money. And the rich are making money in Iraq. They're killing folks, but they're making money. They're making a lot of it too. They're making a lot of it. They're making a lot of money. That's what they're doing. And if you resist that, they will crush you. They will crush you. This man, Mr. Chavez, we didn't know nothing about him. All of a sudden, he becomes this ill-reputed thing, doesn't he? Doesn't he? In the eyes of everyone, Mr. Chavez, he's a terrorist. Why is it that he's a terrorist? They got us thinking that everyone, they Rush Limbaugh don't call them ragheads and things like that. Them ragheads because they're all terrorists. And when you see an Arabic or someone like that, you think they're terrorists. Come on, folks, you say what you want to. You go to communities, they see someone that's black, they think he's going to rob them or rape them. And that's just the truth, brothers and sisters. That's what this media does. It creates that kind of concept. Someone said, well, he's going to take my job. I remember something very vivid. I'll show you all this happened. I'm going to close. I remember when Harvey Gantt, he was the mayor of Charlotte. He was running against Jesse Helms for the Senate. And this Jesse Helms did. I mean, come on. It was not the people of color put Harvey Gantt in office. It was Caucasian. Hey, come on. Everybody voted for the man. I'll never forget this. And I'm showing how the media will alter the minds of the people. I'll show you how it tricked folks. All of a sudden, Obama is on the head and then Clinton. Or Clinton is up here and Obama down here. He went, that's just crazy. I wouldn't vote for one of the pigs. And they're all the pigs. Obama's not a poor man. He made $4.2 million last year. That ain't bad money, is it? A lot of money. All of us together will make that over our lifetime. He made that in 1 year. His income, $4.2 million. Senate seat don't pay but $186,000 a year. President doesn't make but $400,000. Vice president doesn't make but around $260,000 a year. Mr. Clinton been out of office. Come on. 8 years, you know how much money he's made? He's made over $100 million. Man has made over, he came out, an Arkansas poor boy, he's made over $100 million. You all hear that? He get $300,000 fees, $500,000. He may go speak at a conference and get $200,000 or $300,000. That's the truth. He may just come to a meeting and sit on the board when they said, because you got this group lobbying for a certain transaction in America, and he may, and they fly him out first class in private jet. Man like him, he's not going to know. He's flying private jets. Pick him up, take him back, wine and dine him, and pay him $500,000. That's the kind of money he makes. Oh, he does what we call charitable, unquote, events. He go and speak to a little group of knuckleheads and they think that, oh, Mr. Clinton, he doesn't charge them anything. But he's making enough from the other side. Well, he doesn't. Come on. He has made $100 million. He had nothing. Period. Mr. Bush, when he get out of office, he will make hundreds of millions. Mr. Lyndon Baines Johnson, he was a poor Texas boy. When he died, he was worth $50 million. That's how they do it. That's how they do it. I said they rob the poor and they give to the rich. And they don't care who you are, what your skin color is. That don't mean a nigga with a dog to me. Jesse Ham, it created this kind of spirit even amongst the folks in North Carolina. It had this white person, that I'm telling you what the commercial was. Had this white person walks in for the job, and then it has these hands balling up the application, say, you lost the job because of affirmative action. It throws it in the trash can, and it shows this picture of these black hands. I don't know if y'all remember that. I remember that. And it was one of the, man, Jesse Ham was really losing. And that altered the whole perception of everyone in North Carolina. He was losing. He was losing by percentage what they were saying. And that I remember that so vividly. And the whole attitude, the people, their attitude, they created a kind of mind. When they want to turn whites against black, blacks against white, when they want to turn Hispanic, that's why they allow them to come in. They're going to do it, my brothers and sisters. You understand that? That's why we must be in the ark of safety. Because we not fight with no white folks. We ain't fight with no black folks. We ain't fight with no Hispanics. We set for defense of the message of Joshua and nothing else. We don't fight for any of them. We fight for the kingdom right to inner end. We're not fighting for no one. But that's what this wicked world is doing, shaping the minds of the people that they will come against Almighty Yahweh. And that is the truth. May God help us all. Be encouraged, brothers and sisters. I am. I'm encouraged. I really am. I'm glad of what God is doing. Glad of His correction. His chastising. I bless Him for that. Everyone He received, every son He received that He loves, He cleansed us. He chastised us. And don't tell me we don't need it. We need some work on our butts. And I'm glad He does it. I'm glad He does it. I'm glad. I'm glad He does it. Hallelujah. May Yah enrich us all. May He bless us. Yah barak you all. Bless you all. Let us stand to our feet. May Yah strengthen you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In all things we do, barak you Almighty Yah. Bless your people and strengthen them, I pray. Give us comfort tonight in Yahshua. Bless all Israel in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.